This is TWiT.
I want to go to the evolution of music in general, in that, you know, it used to be that you would literally buy an album of a bunch of songs that were released at the same time. You guys have done a good job of putting teasers out there to the songs that you're releasing. You kind of created your own little social media promotion. You went onto Twitter. You created YouTube promotions. You did your own kind of Weird Al Yankovic, but different, where you started releasing music and getting people interested. And now the big day is tomorrow, right? So your new album is releasing. How important is it, though, to sell individual songs versus this big release of a new album? I mean, what do you think works better? Is it releasing songs and people buy individually, or bundling them together, which I know you've done as well?
We struggle with this because as artists, we appreciate albums and we like listening to albums. But we also realize that very few people, even our fans, will listen to it as an album. We spent all of this time like, okay, when should it fade into the next track? And it's just like, you're an idiot. Nobody's going to even listen to it fade into the next track. But we still did it because to us, it was important that it be a complete work of art. And just the feeling, I think, of putting out a complete product was important to us. We've actually put out two albums in the past, right? We've put out one was all covers and one was all originals, and then we had EPs and stuff. But every single album we've ever done has been us clumping 10 singles or 12 singles together into an album. Whereas with this, we actually tried to make something that felt like a cohesive work. And a lot of the songs that we put out on the way that we thought were going to be on the album, we got to the end and we were like, nope, doesn't feel right. Because we had like 16 or 18 songs by the end of it. And we just had to choose the ones that we wanted to have on the album. And there's this, I don't know, like when we were looking at modern albums, trying to get a sense of what people do nowadays and how long albums are. And it's so funny because pop albums are just like this torrential, like, like every single song, because you don't know which one's going to be a hit. And so like Beyonce's album is like 2 hours long and it's not about,
it's not meant to be listened to as an album. Yeah. It's not meant to be an album. Yeah.
Whereas this is actually meant to be listened to as an album, even though we realize that there's probably no point to that.
Well, let's go ahead, Jack.
Well, I was just going to reiterate Natalie said, you know, most people now buy singles, not albums. And that's just a fact. You know, most people buy singles, not albums. And we're aware of that. And yet we wanted to make an album. So there you go.